This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Greese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Michael Dowling. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you so much.
And Michael is the president and CEO of Northwell, which is the largest healthcare provider in New York, about 68,000 employees, 23 hospitals, $12 billion in revenue. And when you joined Northwell in 1995, I think you were like, two hospitals. Talk about what that huge transformation was.
Well, the idea back in the 1990s, mid-1990s, was to create we were the first to create a health system in the New York area. So the concept was that if you brought all of the hospitals together, you could do better than you could do if you sat separate. And it was modeled in many ways after what had happened in the western part of the United States, like what Kaiser Permanente, for example, is a great was a great model. We came out of the block first, and we started to talk to many other hospitals in the area. And for the first 10 years, it was all about just adding hospitals. So we went from two hospitals to now 23 hospitals. But what's important to remember here is just not about collecting entities. It's about making sure that when you bring the entities in, that you integrate. You have common metrics. You have common leadership. You have common standards. You build a system culture while at the same time you preserve the uniquenesses of the local culture. It's not just about collecting a group of entities or a group of institutions. It's about making them work together. And that's what distinguishes being a system from being a non-system.
So that is the big question. In any industry, not just healthcare, there is M&A. How do you successfully integrate different organizations who have different cultures, different brands, different names, different specialties? What is at the core systemically of doing that right?
One is to have the philosophy up front that the idea is to bring things together so that you can collectively improve services to the community. Then it is about making sure that you put the right people in the right places. If you have people in an organization that are not synergistic with the mission that you have outlined, then you need to make some changes in the people. So part of bringing it together, and you've got to do it slowly, and you've got to do it carefully, and you've got to take the things that work well at the beginning so that you have examples to be able to say, we brought these two things together, this works, and when something is seen as working, then other people look at it and say, well, if that worked, maybe what I should think about doing something differently. So it's about being political about it, having the vision, but being political, putting the right people in the right places, but making it clear from the start that we are going to create a unity of purpose in this organization. We're creating an organization, not a collection of disparate entities. And once you have that philosophy and you make that philosophy very clear, there are non-negotiables in this. So when a hospital would join us, we would say, we're all going to meet the same quality standards. That's a non-negotiable.
Even if they're much lower than you, they have to come right up to there.
Well, over time, you get them right up. You set a standard. You integrate all the back office functions. So, for example, you say, I'm going to have one finance department, one quality department, one IT department, one purchasing department, one legal department. And these are things that we started to pull together very, very early on, and it became part of our DNA. And once you start moving it, and when you do the first couple of integrations well, then the next ones become easier because you've already created the philosophy.
Systems. How do you get the cultures aligned? Or do you keep the cultures decentralized?
You want to maintain, because there are differences by geography. So if you're in Eastern Long Island in our market, for example, and you're in a place in Staten Island, there are two very local circumstances. So there are uniquenesses to those local cultures. You want to preserve what you don't need, what you should not destroy. But then you want to create this system concept that we're a team-oriented, we're collaborative, we're working together for the benefit of the total community. There is going to be one overall vision. So you have a system culture and a system sense of unity, while at the same time to preserve the local. You don't want to get rid of the local uniqueness. Mm-hmm. But you can't let somebody say, I am so unique that I'm not going to participate in the whole. So you are participating in the whole.
You have the both of them together. And I know you have a lot of talk about unique practices. Like you just met with 193 people. You are constantly meeting with people. I remember Bill Marriott when we were talking, he was telling me how all he does, he visits hotels and, you know, wants to meet them.
It's all about the people. I mean, you can have wonderful strategy. You can have wonderful plans, you can have wonderful facilities, you can have good IT, but at the end of the day, it's about the people. So I spend an extraordinary amount of time. Focusing on the people aspect of the business. I meet with all new employees every Monday morning. I've been doing it every Monday for 14 years.
So every new employee, 68,000, every new employee you will meet with.
Yes. Meet them for about 2 to 2.5 hours every Monday.
What will you talk about with them?
Well, first of all, when they come in the morning, they write out some questions that they want to ask me. So I will tend to get about 15 to 20 questions. And there can be anything about what do you expect of employees, what is your background, how did you get to where you are today, etc. So I will spend time answering those questions. I will then give a little bit of the history of the organization, how we began, because history is important. If you don't know where you came from, it's hard to know where you are today, and almost impossible to figure out where you're going. I describe the health system, because we are, you know, we're not just hospitals. We have 710 ambulatory sites.
Explain what that means to people. That's a breakthrough in hospital.
These are locations, not hospital-based locations, but locations outside the hospital where you don't have to go to a hospital to get services today like you had to go years ago. Because, for example...
That improves quality of care as well as cost.
Well, improves access, mm-hmm. improves quality. Most cancer is ambulatory, is outpatient. Most surgery can be outpatient. Imaging is outpatient, so you should be taking out of the hospital everything that doesn't need to be in the hospital. And because of the advances in science and technology, about 30 to 40% of what was done in the hospital 20 years ago does not have to be done in the hospital today. So we have 750 of those locations. Some of them are very large. We're also a huge academic teaching place. We're one of the largest academic teaching facilities in the United States. We have a medical school, a nursing school, a PA school, a PhD school. We have major research. We're one of the top 10% in terms of research in the United States. So I explain this to all of the employees so that they understand that when they're working in an individual unit of the organization, their unit is part of a much bigger whole, going back to the question about the overall culture of the total organization. And that what happens to them locally is impacted by all of the other parts. And then I talk about values and behaviors and expectations, the business plans, what's expected, what's not expected, what's tolerated and what's not tolerated.
So your number one job as CEO, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you're thinking is?
People.
And are you thinking of executives? Are you thinking of everyone? What do you think?
Everybody. The organizations, good organizations, evolve around middle management and the first-line supervisor. So you got to hire the people who clean the rooms properly. You got to hire the people who park the car, the proper people who park cars, who
and
do the valet.
You told me the key with patient service is speaking with the
oh, sure.
people who park the cars, right?
I spend an awful lot of time talking to people who are on the front lines, because those are the people who actually know what's going on. If you spend all your time on the C-suite, you get a very warped view of the world. Because it's by the time you get to the CEO or the administrator of a facility, it's been filtered. I want to get the non-filtered, so I want to go right down to where the actual action is, talk to the people on the front lines, and that's where you get the real story.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Michael Dowling. When we come back, we're going to talk about, he has a book, Healthcare Reboot, and we're going to talk about what is really happening in America in healthcare. Back in a few.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Michael Dowling, the CEO of Northwell, one of the largest hospitals, most successful in the world, actually. And I want to ask you, you wrote this book, Healthcare Reboot. I didn't even know healthcare was two words. I thought it was one word. But reboot. Talk about the whole concept of what you're trying to get across, of what's happening in healthcare in America.
There is a wonderful positive story that has to be talked about more. If you look back over the last 30 to 40 to 50 years, the accomplishments and the success in healthcare are absolutely extraordinary. The problem is that these days that most of the commentary is negative. We have an avalanche of negativity. Anytime you hear most people talking about something, they're always talking about what's wrong, what doesn't work well, everything is a disaster, everything is a quagmire. I don't believe that at all. I will acknowledge that there are issues. We have problems, we have concerns, there are things that need to be fixed, just like in any other organization, because there's no organization that is perfect. But if you take a long view, and if you take a view about what's happening today, it's extraordinary. I could just give you a couple of examples. Just think of what we're able to do today in cardiac heart disease compared to what we were able to do in the 1960s. If you had heart disease in the 1960s, you had a 40% chance of dying. Today it's a 6% chance of dying. In the 1960s and 70s, it was cheap. It was inexpensive to take care of heart disease because there was nothing we could do for you basically other than to go home and rest. Today we can replace your heart. Take a look at orthopedics, what we can do today with regard to hip replacements, knee replacements, shoulder replacement. Take a look at what we can do with children's care. Babies who were born a pound weight years ago would die. Today they're alive. What we can do today in stroke. Look at the survivability in terms of cancer. Look at longevity. We're living 35 years longer today than we did 100 years ago.
And that's
a positive story.
Problems, because that's why people get Alzheimer's. That's why healthcare is more expensive than living longer.
There's a downside to everything. There's a downside to everything. We've been very successful, which keeps people alive a longer time, which we all want to do, of course. But the longer you live, the more expensive you become. And the longer you live, more diseases are result, including like Alzheimer's, as you just mentioned. So there's wonderful things going on. You can have a negative perspective, or you can have an optimistic, positive perspective. My view is positive and optimistic. You know, it's being optimistic, it inspires. It's a motivator. It enhances your overall mental health by being optimistic. Communicating with employees and being optimistic about what the world that they're getting into, the world that they have to work in, the future possibilities and the potential, that's how you inspire employees. That's how you get the best out of employees, by talking about what's good, what's possible, and what the potential is, while acknowledging that things need to be fixed.
And let's talk about technologies, because years ago, cancer, that was a death warrant, and now almost everyone I know has had cancer, has survived. And you look at things like telemedicine, precision medicine, sure. The technology is really interesting, what's happening.
Well, the technology is extraordinary.
We're not yet there with AI, but that's, I think, the next thing.
Well, we're using AI. You know, health, that's the other criticism of healthcare, that healthcare has been behind on the technology front. That's a complete misnomer. Healthcare has been phenomenally in the front lines of technology. All you have to do, for example, is go into a modern-day operating room or a modern-day intensive care unit and look at the technology that surrounds the patient. It's extraordinary. So healthcare has been in the forefront of technology. Where we have been a little bit behind is in the connectivity with the consumer on the outside, like using, you know, as we're doing today, telemedicine, all of the wearable devices, the implantable devices, which now allows more access, allows people to be treated at home. You can monitor people from remote locations. It's an extraordinary, an extraordinary benefit that will, over time, dramatically improve healthcare, improve access, improve education, and healthcare is at the cutting edge of this. We are using AI today, despite the fact that people who promote AI would think that we're not doing it. We're actually using it today. Part of the problem I have is that an awful lot of people who criticize healthcare at the most are the people who have spent the least amount of time understanding it.
Interesting. So when we're thinking about the future of healthcare, let's say if we fast forward to year 2025, what will be different in healthcare then than it is today? And this is just you're taking an educated guess, but you've been involved with this deeply for several decades.
Well, let me say what I would hope would happen is, and let me make just a comment first on this. There is a difference between medical care and health. Health is broader than medical care. Most people's ill health is due to lifestyle, behavior, and social circumstance. Where you live is a determinant of how long you live. So we have to improve the medical care side of the business, so when you get sick, we can take care of you optimally. But we also have to work on what's known as the social determinants issue. So I think that if we're going to make dramatic improvements in the future, we got to work on both sides of the equation. Improve the medical side, which is what we've been primarily talking about, but also spend an awful lot more time talking about how you change lifestyle and behavior. Most people's ill health is due to what they do to themselves or where they live. 80% of healthcare of ill health is due to non-medical. So often
80% is non-medical.
We confuse the two. So for example, healthcare organizations, which means in the public and among many people who might be listening, they would think about it as hospitals and docs. And we have an effect in about 20% of ill health. 80% is all of the other things. How do we eat? How do we exercise? Obesity, public health issues, lead paint in people's apartments, lack of employment, etc. Those are the issues that we in healthcare, we in our organization, are increasingly working on, and I know most of the other, you know, transformative organizations across the country are working on it as well. So we have to make sure that we don't blame hospitals and docs and others for things that are completely outside our area of direct responsibility.
And there you have it. And anyone who wants to learn more, I urge you to buy read Healthcare Reboot by Michael Dowling. It gives a sense of what is exactly happening in healthcare in America. And the good news is, it's a lot more positive than you realize. Look forward to speaking with you next week.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Kathy Szilard. How are you, Kathy?
I'm great, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Kathy, it's a really interesting story because she's only been CEO a very short time, and we're going to learn later how she developed the strategic plan in being a CEO, but was COO for 15 years and did something really historic in the healthcare industry, and that is you built, and you were the lead person on it, the entire facility, and this is the most stunning building in Stamford, Connecticut, and you built it from a patient-centered Plane Tree way.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk about the whole concept of how, when you became COO in 2002, talk about how you got the building built and what you did to separate Stamford Health from all other hospitals in America.
Well, we knew when we embarked upon this journey that we had the opportunity to do something very distinguished and different for this community. And so, first of all, we had an extraordinary architectural firm, Watkins, Hamilton, and Ross. They come out of Texas, and we went and visited probably about 30 hospitals around the country to benchmark what best looked like. And we brought patients, we brought nurses, doctors, caregivers with us because I wanted their unique perspective about what was going to be important. But I think probably the underpinning of the design is that because we are a Plane Tree hospital, we wanted it to be a very patient-focused environment, a place where we provide truly excellent cutting-edge science, but also done in a place of comfort and a healing environment.
So let's talk about what are some of those specific things. First, do you want just to define what Plane Tree is for people who don't know?
Sure. Plane Tree is an international organization that got started actually on the West Coast by patients who had a great clinical experience but felt that the softer side of care, the communication with the family and patient and all of the things that make a difference for the mind, body, and spirit were absent. And that movement came across the United States, and one of the first Plane Tree hospitals was right here in Connecticut, Griffin Hospital. And when we looked at our culture several years ago, we knew that the underpinnings of Plane Tree, their philosophy resonated with ours of making the patient at the center of everything that we do and care for the caregiver. So when we began to look at the design, Plane Tree actually puts forth certain philosophies around design, and we embrace those. But we also spent a lot of time just talking to patients and families, nurses and doctors about what would really be different if we were to design this organization with the patient in mind. So some basic things. We brought in natural light whenever we could so that we know that patients like to look out on, you know, and see the external environment. There are actually four corners to the hospital that look out on four different beautiful views. One is North Stamford with beautiful trees. The other is downtown Stamford looking at the city. The other is towards New York City. And then, of course, the sound. We have patients now who come in and say, can I have a view of the water? Because they want one of those rooms. But each patient room is private, with its own private bath. We thought about quiet and how important it is for the healing process for us to have a quiet environment. And so we made sure that the spaces were built that would allow for privacy and for patients to have the opportunity to heal. Recognizing how important the family members are in terms of the entire healing process, there's a whole area of the room that's designed just for the family members.
So, amazing.
Yeah. And we ask families, what do you need? So what they need is a place where they can sit, where they can read, where they can maybe take a rest, where they can conduct some business, because sometimes they're taking time off to care for their loved ones, but they still have to keep in touch with their office. And so we created all of those spaces for them so that they could continue to do that. It was very important for the patient that they had a private bathroom. I mean, what one of us, if we were really sick, wouldn't want to have privacy, you know, in their bathroom? And we designed that bathroom in a way that it was really easy for patients to get in and out of, because sometimes patients have mobility problems. And we also used fabrics and finishes and colors and things that would create a soothing environment.
We'll continue it, but tell me what colors, what fabrics? fabrics. What creates a soothing environment so everyone could know?
Really, soft colors. Really, that
what are soft colors?
Using things like pale greens and yellows and nature-like colors, pale blues, and we actually made the design really has a connection back to the entire community. So one floor is related to the water and all the beautiful spaces that we have in New England related to the water, and then one is related to parks and to wooded areas, and all of the colors, the artwork, are really designed with that in mind. So and patients really like that. We also had a terrific experience when we were designing the artwork. We used a lot of local artists, and they designed the artwork really to connect with the patient. And we have it actually. All the artwork that's up in the hospital is on our Get Well Network, so every patient can view every piece of art from their bed. Yes, and patients really like that. We also paid a lot of attention to the spirituality needs of patients. We have a beautiful chapel on the first floor where patients and family members can go for a bit of respite to be able to collect their thoughts. You know, patients often come to us with a diagnosis that can be very daunting, very challenging, very confusing. And so creating spaces for respite for patients and family members was very important, too. We also have a resource library, which is part of the Plaintree philosophy of care. So if someone has a question about their diagnosis.
The whole philosophy is complete open information.
And
in full disclosure, I am on a Plaintree board.
Lucky for you.
There you go.
And so really providing all the information, open medical record. We have patient-directed visiting hours, so patients decide what visitors they want.
The patient gets to decide?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes, because I don't think caregivers can decide when it's right for patients to want visitors. Maybe if I'm a patient, I want to take a nap. Or maybe I'm lonely and I really want my family members to visit. So everything was designed around the needs of the patient. But we also included the caregivers very much in the design of the new hospital. One of the big differentiators for us with this new hospital is that we were able to recruit some of the best and brightest physicians to come here, especially in surgery, cardiac surgery, orthopedics, cardiology, interventional cardiology, cancer, because who wouldn't want to practice in that beautiful facility? So they come here and they say, oh my goodness, I have all the latest technology, but I'm able to practice in an environment that supportive of my needs as a physician and as a caregiver. I think that's very important.
How do you afford to do all of this? You're inner city Stamford, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very fortunate. First of all, we sit in a good market. And so we've had many, many years of good, strong financial results. We've been challenged a little bit in the last few years by the hospital tax that's been imposed on not-for-profit hospitals in the community. And we're really trying to deal with that challenge. But we were able to afford this hospital. It was a $450 million project. We sold a retirement community and netted about $50 million from that. We took out about $250 million in bonds, so we definitely borrowed a significant amount of money for this new facility. But I think this is the part that's really important. Although we are located in the inner city and we take care of poor uninsured people, underinsured individuals, we also take care of a very affluent population as well. And the spirit of giving in this community and the philanthropic support was extraordinary. We were able to raise $160 million in philanthropy.
Wow, that is exciting. We're about to take a break, but what is the website if anyone would like to see? And could they get a tour of actually the building and see what these rooms are like?
Absolutely.
Because people probably want to have for family members as well. What is the website?
Well, you just click on Stamford Health, and you can see everything about us, not only our new hospital, but all our extraordinary clinical programs.
Great. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a few.
Hi. Hi, Robert Reese here. Each week we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to ceoshow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show and with Kathy Szilard. And Kathy is the CEO of Stanford Health. We were just talking about this incredible new building. I just want to throw one question that everyone asks about hospitals. It's like the food. So you are now so patient-centric, and everywhere you go, people are complaining about. What do you do to change that model?
Well, we actually started that journey of improving the food before the new hospital, but I think it's even accelerated now. So there's a number of things that we did. First of all, we cook every single patient meal from scratch at the time the patient orders the food. So we do not mass produce food. We have a very diverse menu that offers all kinds of options to patients and their family members, because we offer to feed family members too. And, you know, if I'm sick in the hospital, I may want chicken soup at breakfast, and I might want a bagel for dinner, because I want what I feel like when I'm sick, when I feel like it. So we offer a very broad menu, and patients order and select based on, of course, their own dietary restrictions, what they want really all day long. And then we from scratch cook that meal for them and deliver it to them so that it's warm and it's tasty. And actually, you will not believe this, but I get comments and letters and in our patient satisfaction survey results that it's like a fine restaurant. So that's very, very satisfying to us. Food is important.
Absolutely, for healing. So let's shift to another part. So Kathy, you were COO for 15 years, so you really knew the organization.
Yes.
And then you had this tremendous, exciting thing that you got to lead the project of building this Stanford Hospital, which is exceptional. What was it like, your transition to CEO, in developing the strategic plan? How did you go about this whole thing?
Yeah, I feel very fortunate in that because I have been here and I know the community and I know the caregivers and the physicians, I think they have a lot of trust in me. I am a nurse, actually, by profession as well.
And that's pretty cool that you became CEO starting as a nurse.
It is cool. I actually underestimated how important that was going to be to the community. I think for physicians, what I'm hearing over and over from them is you understand what it's like to take care of a patient and the challenges that caregivers have. And so you see our challenges through the lenses of a clinician, and that really helps me and informs my decisions. Naturally, I have to be a business person too and make sure I'm a good financial steward and a strategist for the organization. But the most important thing in any organization is to build a good team. And I have a truly extraordinary executive staff, a very supportive board, and physicians and caregivers and nurses and an entire team of people that really, truly care about this organization. And so I was really given this extraordinary opportunity to develop a new strategic plan for the board, for the organization, about 8 months before the board made a decision to put me into the CEO.
So they just wanted to see how you were in strategic planning.
Exactly. Since I've been an operator and a clinician my whole career, they really wanted to test that muscle, which I was fine with. And and see, can this person develop a strategy for the organization? So I assembled a team of board, executive staff, and physician leadership, and we informed ourselves about the market. We looked at our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and emerging from that came a new vision for this organization, which is that we are reimagining healing in every way, distinguishing ourselves as the most trusted healthcare partner for the communities that we serve. And I want to underline the word trust, because we had a full-day retreat with lots of doctors and nurses there, and the one word that came out continuously is, if we were to be successful, I want to be the most trusted healthcare partner. Who wouldn't want to get care with the most trusted healthcare partner? So that entire strategic plan evolved from that vision.
What happened to the strategic plan that you developed?
Well, right now the strategic plan is a living, breathing...
So it's the same strategic plan that you did academically,
yes,
but now it's
We're implementing it, yes.
That's exciting.
Yes, and we made... It's a very comprehensive plan, but we made it simple so that we could communicate it to the organization at large, and it basically has four principles. We call them the four Ps. Partnerships, because we have extraordinary partnerships with Hospital for Special Surgery, with Columbia. Every Columbia medical student rotates through here, with Dana-Farber for cancer. And so those partnerships are very important to us. Programs, that's the second P, program growth and development. So in heart and vascular, in cancer, in orthopedics, neurosciences, we're developing extraordinary and scientifically excellent clinical programs. The third P is patients as consumers, because we know today patients have choices, and there are lots of ways in which they can access care, and we want to make it easy and satisfying for them, and we want to give them that wow experience each and every time. And then the fourth P is our physicians and other providers, because we have over 700 physicians on our medical staff. Many are employed, but many are independent physicians in the community, and being good partners with them will help the success of the strategic plan.
So what advice do you have to new CEOs, to CEOs moving into the spot? They've been in the organization. They know the organization.
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest to them?
Well, I do a lot of listening. I listen to the voice of the patient and the caregivers, and then I really try to create an environment of collaboration and delegation of authority to those that know how to execute well. I want to create an environment of innovation where people feel that their ideas are welcome and will be embraced. But I also will have to say the one thing that is important is that as a new CEO, you must be decisive. You must make decisions, and you have to move the organization forward.
How about if you make the wrong decision?
Well, you know, I have a philosophy around that. I think that everyone is human, and I hope that my experience will allow me and the executive team to make good decisions most of the time. Every once in a while, I won't, and I will learn from it, and I hope that the organization learns from it. I'll be honest about it. I'll be transparent, and then pick myself up, dust myself off, and move on.
Well, what a great position as CEO now. You've about 1 minute left. You have this remarkable patient-centered building. You have this collaborative team. What's the future of Stanford Health?
Well, you know, in an era of mega mergers where you see complete consolidation in the market of hospitals joining together, the studies are now showing that it's not improving quality or reducing costs. And I like to say perhaps we're a unicorn here in that we're a little different. We exist for the purposes of the community, and we are providing university excellent care in a warm, caring environment, and that's our uniqueness.
And there you have it. Kathy, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you, Robert. I enjoyed it very much.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.